arrosé chez Cosunic. Parmi les tomates atomiques, t'étais sapé genre l'as de pique. Mais tu m'as fait forte impression. Comme en ex-Union soviétique, j'étais d'humeur neurasthénique. Quand près des saumons de la Baltique, tu m'as regardé les yeux ronds. J'ai profité de l'occasion pour te faire la conversation. Devant mes propos platoniques, tu es resté sans réaction. Avec un air énigmatique, tu as pris le chemin de l'exit. Ce corps à corps télépathique a tourné à ma confusion. Ça m'a fait l'effet d'un déclic, comme une décharge électrique, comme une secousse magnétique. Et j'ai eu la révélation. Ça m'a fait l'effet d'un déclic, comme une décharge électrique, comme une secousse magnétique. Ça m'a fait l'effet d'un déclic, comme une décharge électrique, comme une secousse magnétique. La révélation.
Welcome back, everyone. Let's run down what we heard in that third and final set. We heard the Liminanas off of the 2016 Malamore release in the track Prasunic. Before the Liminanas, we heard Season 2 off the Power of Now, a release with Tugging at the Cable. Before Season 2, we heard Bront and their new single, Bathroom. Before Bront, we heard the Thirsty Giants and their new single, No Future. Before the Thirsty Giants, we heard the sensational Alex Harvey Band off the 1976 The Penthouse tapes covering the Osmonds' Crazy Horses. Before the sensational Alex Harvey Band, we heard the Knights of Molino and their new single, Take Back Control. And we started that set with Wild Billy Childish in CTMF off of the House on Fire new release covering the Saints Untitled. Well, guys, I am just about out of time, and I really hope you enjoyed this hour of music. And you know, I really, really, really hope it changed your mood for the better. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in, and thanks for chatting with me on the live message board. It's always a great time. I appreciate you all commenting and listening out there each and every week. And I really hope you enjoyed today's show as much as I enjoyed putting it together for you. So with that, I'm going to leave you with the Angels and their 1964 single, Wow, Wow, Wee. He's the boy for me. Have a great weekend, everyone. Take care, and I will be back with more moods for you again next week. See you all then.
It was love at first sight when I saw him on the corner that night. He was standing with a bunch of guys. There's something about the boy that caught my eye.
Yeah. music on WFMU.
You best believe I'm in love, L.U.V. 1, 2, 1, 2,
3, 4.
It's Crayons to Perfume. And I'm your host, Glynis, DJ Girl Group Girl, and for the next hour, I'll be playing you some of the sweetest, toughest, warmest and wildest women ever waxed.
Thank you. my sugar baby won't be very long. Sugar baby, sugar baby, will my sugar baby come along? Will my sugar baby find pretty things? Pretty things like real estate and diamond rings. Sugar baby, sugar baby, will my sugar baby come along? Sweet, sweet sugar baby. Treat me nice. If he cares, he'll find me shares in paradise. Sugar baby, sugar baby, will my sugar baby come along?
Welcome to Crayons to Perfume. I'm Glynis, DJ Girl Group Girl, and today I have a whole hour of British Beat Girls, lyrical lasses from across the pond, and I think you're going to enjoy the show. I had so much fun putting it together. Thank you to everybody who stayed with the show last week, even though it was a repeat show. I really appreciated it. Needed to take the week off, and thank you for being here anyway. So we just heard Babbity Blue. Her name, real name, was Barbara Chalk, and she was a talent show contestant who won a recording contract with Decca and put out two singles. The question was the flip side of her second single, in 1965, and we did not hear from Barbara after that. Before that, we did hear from Jackie Frisco and Sugar Baby. Jackie was born in Britain, lived for a time in South Africa. Her sister married Mickey the Most, and he brought Jackie along on his South African tours. She recorded Sugar Baby on her return to the UK in 1963, and I found that on the double album set called The Girl Scene, which is a great compilation of British girl groups and female artists. And starting off the show, Beryl Marsden with Music Talk from the Mary LaBonne Beat Girls album released on Ace Records. Beryl started singing with bands while she was just a schoolgirl and released her first 45 also in 1963, just like Jackie Frisco. Well, as we do in every episode of Crayons to Perfume, we are going to hear girls singing about the boys. And that's exactly what Tammy St. John is about to do next.
What you do when you know our love will surely end. Don't you know? gonna do about it? Now what you gonna do about it? But you just won't comprehend. And if you keep on doing what you're doing, you know our love will surely end. Don't you know that our love, yeah, is slowly going on the rocks now, wow, wow. Yeah, 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 yeah. Tell me, baby, what you gonna do about it? What you gonna do about it? Oh, tell me.
To side. me tell you about my first lover. He's sweet and kind, and he's mine, oh mine. He treats me good, like a lover should, and makes me love him. I really, really love him. Whoa-oh-oh-oh, I love him so. But I've got two lovers and I ain't ashamed. Two lovers and I love them both the same. Let me tell you about my other lover. Well, you know that he treats me bad, makes me sad, makes me cry, but still I can't deny that I love him. I really, really love him. Cause you're a split personality, and in reality, both of them are you.
Lois Wilkinson and Andrea Simpson, The Caravellas, and How Can I Be Sure from their 1964 single released on American's Smash record label in the United States, obviously. They were a couple of London office mates and pals who used to play music for their friends in the evenings when they would just gather around, hang out, have a few drinks, and made some great records. I'm Glynis, DJ Girl Group Girl. You're listening to Crayons to Perfume. I am playing British artists, Beat Girls, this evening. And before the Caravellas, we heard Louise Cordet, who kind of made herself known by singing in French. We heard her do an English cut, her version of Mary Wells' Two Lovers, kind of beginning a few artists who were covering Black American artists or singing soul music in this set. Such a huge, huge influence for many of the British Beat Girls, like Dusty Springfield, who we heard doing her All Cried Out. We also heard Blue-Eyed Soul Gal, who first started singing at 10 and then sang in a band as a teenager in Leeds and signed to Fontana in 1963 and just kept on going into the 80s. Kiki D and her version of Stop and Think from her Patterns album. Cilla Black and her version of Doris Troy's What You Gonna Do About It. And that set started with Tammy St. John and her version of Boys, originally released by the Shirelles, famously done by the Beatles. Tammy St. John was really Judith Coster. She was the sister of Janet Coster, who was a famous opera singer in UK, and that was Tammy's first single in a string of great beat pop and blue-eyed soul singles. Hope you're all doing well today. Next up, I have another duo. These are the other two, the duo of Caroline Attard and Gemma Smith. This is their version of Hold Back the Light of Dawn.
There go the stars. There goes the moon. Here comes the sun. He'll be gone soon. Hold back the light of dawn. Tomorrow he'll be gone. This time I know that he loves us.
perhaps our latest entry into music today, 1969, Billy Davis, Make the Feeling Go Away. Before that, we heard from Maxine Darren and Don't You Know, originally released in 1965 as a Pye B-side to her Lone 45. I found that on the album version of You Can Be Wrong About Boys. That is part of a series, which was originally a CD-only series called Here Come the Girls, and two album versions of those CDs were put out, and man, I don't know how they got the sound down so well, because it has like 40 songs on one album. Each track is so mashed together, but it sounds pretty good. Really fun to have that one. Before that, we heard Alma Cogan, not really a beat girl, more of maybe a beat woman, and Snakes, Snails, and Puppy Dog Tales, released a year before her untimely passing in 1965. British teen beat girl group, Georgina, Pam, and Valerie, the Orchids, and Oochang-a-Lang. And that set started with a great beat version of Hold Back the Light of Dawn, which quite a few different artists did. That was the second single of three released for Decca Records. You're listening to Crayons to Perfume. Thank you so much for being here with me today. Hope you're having fun with all the beat girls. I know I've been really looking forward to playing some more British girls. Enjoying playing records for you very much today. I just wanted to remind you that Snail has joined the Rock and Soul Radio lineup with her combos akimbo every Saturday night from 9 till 11 p.m. And this Saturday, April the 25th, WLS Clark will be hosting another of his incredible Strictly 60s drop-ins. That airs right after Scott in Boston's Take Another Hit, and right before Stu at 7 p.m. on Saturday, and We're Out of Sight. And then, of course, following Stu is Snail with combos akimbo. And make sure you tune into Crayons to Perfume all month long next month, because I am doing a whole month of Belgian popcorn. Both styles of Belgian popcorn. I think I have enough records to cover the entire month, which is 5 weeks. That's a lot of records. So hopefully I have enough to get through everything. And I think it'll be a lot of fun. I'll be playing some 50s as well as 60s records. And I hope you will enjoy as much as I have really been enjoying the popcorn lately. Now let's get back into some music. This is Sylvian.
We're wrong, we don't belong. Hold me in your arms until the bitter end. Now the tears are over, death will be our friend. We're going to a land where it's right to hold your hand. To them that say we're wrong, we don't belong. We don't belong.
lights displaying your name. Golden lights, a whole lot of fame. Oh my darling, why did you change?
What better way to end the show today than the iconic Twiggy, one of the most recognizable voices from the British 60s, as well as, of course, one of the most recognizable faces. Before that, we heard the Baker Twins doing the Avons' Words Written on Water. Radio Caroline DJ, singer and actress Gay Singleton, sometimes known as Gay Singleton, and I know you're missing her. Some of the most mod sounds from Marianne Faithfull with That's All Right Baby from her Faithfull Forever album. And then Big Eyed, Mod Shod, Twinkle, and Golden Lights. At the top of that set, Sylvan with We Don't Belong, which was originally released on Columbia Records in 1965. She was a pop singer, a songwriter, became a photographer, and at one point was stranded on Radio Caroline for a couple of days when she was out promoting We Don't Belong. Hot off the presses, I have an announcement for you. There will be a WFMU Rock and Soul meetup Sunday, May 3rd from 12 to 5 p.m. at Wheelhouse Cheese. Corner Slice will also be there, as well as all of your favorite rock and soul DJs, and that is 417 Boyden Avenue in Maplewood, New Jersey. That brings me to the end of the show for this evening. Thank you so much for tuning in. Good night, everyone.
Sinking slowly, thinking only that you feel so bad. What would you say if I told you today that I've lost my love? And if that's not enough, and I turn my back on you, would you reach me, try to teach me, cry to make me stay? What would it do? What would it do to you if I should say good? Besides, I couldn't hide the thoughts I've always had.
Lessa DJ, and you're listening to Rotations and WFMU's Rock and Soul Radio. For my 12th episode on Rotations, I'll be paying tribute to the organ virtuoso of the Philippines, Mr. Reddy Coloma, with an hour of covers that you might enjoy off of his Villar Records releases.